Okay, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph is a new Perek. Ear responds to Eliphaz. This, I believe, is this, if I'm not mistaken, is Eov's fifth response. Fifth time he responds back to one of his friends. So he Vayan, or his first, well, let's review the five times. First, after sitting in silence for, was it 7 days? He sat in silence for 7 days, focusing and reflecting upon his sorrows, and then he broke his silence with a long speech. That was number one. Then each one of his friends approached him, starting with Eliphaz, then Bildad, then Sofar, and in response to each one of his friends, he responded. Each response got longer and longer. The friends were shorter and shorter, but his responses got longer and longer. In fact, the last response to Sefer Hanamasi spanned three perakim. Fine, that was four. Four different outbreaks or outbursts of frustration. Response, that was the first. Then we go for round two. Eliphaz again rebukes Eov, and now starting with Perek Tesayin is where Eov responds specifically to Eliphaz's second response. So Vayan Eov Vayamar, Eov raises his voice and he says as follows: Shamati Chaela Rabos. Enough is enough. I've heard Chaela, words like this, many times. I've been listening to you people criticize me for a long time, and my summary concerning all of you, specifically Eliphaz, but Eliphaz and all of you people who represent Menachamei Omol Kuchem, you are people who give comfort with words of Omol, with words of falsehood, of nothingness, of nonsense. The Mitzudos Sion says, he doesn't have over here, there is no Mitzudos Sion on this pasuk. Okay, Omol means of nonsense, of harm, pain. You are people who give comfort through pain. You do not know how to give comfort to a person who is in a state of mourning. Rav Schwab, he writes in many places, a lot of his writings, the word nechama does not mean comfort. Nechama means to change. Vayinachem, what's the pasuk Yosef? What does it say by the brothers Yosef? The brothers of Yosef, he went and he gave comfort to his brothers. Vayinachem eslibam. He means Yinachem olsam vaydaber alibam. Rashab explains that it means to change a person's outlook, to redirect. When a person's mind is redirected, he has a different perspective. He looks at a situation in a different point of view. Then mimela, he has comfort. There is no such thing as giving a person real comfort. A person who has a real tzara, the more he reflects on the tzara, the more the tzara, the greater it is. The only way a person can have comfort is if he doesn't view what has happened as a tzara. Or even if he views it as a tzara, he is given a different perspective. He's fortified with emunah to deal with the tzara. So that, what does it mean to deal? It means you look at it from a different perspective. You look at this all for the best. We are limited in the way we understand Hashem's ways, and therefore you turn your mind. Vayinachem means a person, his mind has been redirected. His focus has been transferred from point A to point B. Or instead of looking at something from this angle, he has been redirected and he looks at the same event from a different angle. Mimela, a person has what we would call comfort. That's how he always defines the word. So he says, look, you are people who do not know how to give comfort. And this today is a very interesting thing. You hear Rabbanim speak about this. Unfortunately, people do not. We go to a base ovel and we attempt to give comfort, and unfortunately we really don't know. Many people do not know what they're doing. Everyone, I'm sure, has seen that video. That video is not, it's not a joke. It's serious business. I've heard people say that this should be used. That video was so good, was so powerful. It should be used as a teaching tool in every single school to teach young people what not to say. To totally put them in the, like, it's a fantastic limud, Musa Haskell.
So not knowing what to say a lot of times.
So you don't say anything.
No, no.
Right. But the worst, you say absolutely the worst possible things a person can say.
Yeah. So
someone once told me, I have a neighbor across the street. He moved to Lawrence, but he used to live across the street from me, and he was a very, very close to the Tenkarov. Like a Ben Bayis, Mamish Ben Bayis, the old Tenkarov. And he told me that he was with the Tenkarov. He went to Menachem Avil, someone, and the person said to the Avil, the person's mother was Nifter, and he says, How old was she? We're having a conversation. Then they left the home, and the Tengarov said to the person who the Tengarov, he said to him, only a Shaita would ask that question. It's like a very common question. You go to Beis Avil, how old was he? He
says, what she said?
How old? So he said, what difference does it make how old? A mother is a mother, even if she's 100 years old. The loss of a mother, loss of a relative, is doesn't make a difference if it's young or old. It's a foolish question. And it struck such a chord with me because only a few minutes later, I met someone and he asked me exactly that question. Oh, I heard. How old was she? And like, it was so startling because only a few minutes ago he told me this story. And it wasn't good because I was not very polite in my response. Only because a few minutes ago, this person, he got me stirred up with this story from the Tenkarov.
What do they mean well?
Yeah, they mean well, of course, they mean well. They don't know what to say, that's the problem. I'm guilty of all of these matters. But he says here powerful words, Menachamei Amol Kulchem. Here he is the mourner. He's a mourning for his family. Rav Schwab, I don't know where he said it. I think he's Medaikin the Pasuk. He throws this out. After search of this really true, he says that Eov's wife abandoned him. And we had that in the beginning of the Sefer, where he says to his wife, Ka'achas Hanavolim. He said to his wife at the very beginning that his wife said to him, just be Mevorech Hashem. Be Mevorech Hashem, and you'll die. You're suffering. We had a discussion what exactly that means. So Eov had a very violent response to his wife. He said to his wife, you speak like a achas min hanavolos. You speak like one of the lowlifes. That's how you talk to me. You tell me that I should just throw the towel, give up, and Mevorech Hashem, and die. I don't want to die. I want to live. I want to be better. I want to understand what's happening to me. So Rav Schwab used that pasuk, and he also, I think, is attacking the something we're going to see over here in a few psukim down the line, is that at this point in time, Eov was not on good terms with his wife. And part of his frustration, part of his tsar, he lost his children, he lost his wealth, he's suffering physically, terribly sirim, and he doesn't have a wife. His wife can't deal with it, so his wife left him. That itself is that alone can be enough to put a person, to make a person go out of his mind. His companion, his life companion, his wife just totally, I'm out of here, I'm gone. So that also is another factor which contributes to Eov's very dire state. And he says here these powerful words, Menachamei Amol Kulchem, you all are a bunch of people who don't have any clue how to give someone comfort. Let's look at the Mitzulis Pasig Beis. Pasig Beis Shamati, Kedvarim Ho'ele Shamati Rabos Pe'amim. I heard these words of nonsense many times. Uma To'eles B'Hakefolim. What gain is there in repeating this over and over again? Ki kulchem menachemim tanchumi hevel. All of you are people who give comfort with words of futility. Loimar, what is the common denominator of your message? Sha'achar hatashuva yiske achadisi. After I repent, then my end will be great. Hashem will restore my wealth and my health and my success. V'im ein biyodi avon. So here again, he pounds away at them and he says, I'm not doing tshuva. I'm not going to daven. I'm not going to do tshuva, and the reason is simply because I have done nothing wrong. Ein biyadi v'im ein biyadi avon. If I have not done a sin, ma mokom l'shuva. What purpose is there in repentance? U'mazet tisapel l'fanai oynish harishoyim. And why, dear, do you tell me? Do you try to arouse me by informing me of the punishment of the wicked? Lo'ered libi l'shuva, to arouse my heart to tshuva. I have not done anything wrong. Pasik gimel. Shamati Haketz. Haketz L'divrei Ruach. Is there going to be an end to these words of air, this hot air? When will the hot air stop coming out of your mouths? Oma Yam Ritzicha Kisane. What has provoked you? What, or Yam Ritzicha, there are different translations, which means, according to them, it means, what has taken hold of you? What has overcome you? Has over that you feel that you're compelled to speak to me in such a manner. It's almost as if someone is holding a gun to your head and demanding that you speak to me. You tell me these harsh words of nonsense, that I'm a sinner, I'm a Rasha, I deserve what I've got, I should do tshuva. Who told you to do this? Just be quiet. Just sit back and relax. Who is forcing you to speak to me with such harsh words? Let's look at the Mitzvah's pasuk. He elaborates very much in this pasuk. Pasuk in the Mitzvah's. V'chi yaketz, v'chi yimsa soif, ledivrei ruach. Will there ever come an end to these words of ruach? Haloi devarim ke'ela tucha laharbois ad belidai. These words, you have this amazing ability to speak nonsense until no end. That's kulam yiso haruach. But the end is, when the day is over, all of your words are nonsense, and the wind will blow them away. They have no substance. Oh, now he gives two different interpretations. Mahu hadavar asher mechazik oscha. What's going on here? What has overcome you? What is this matter that has strengthened you? Umizar zicha, has encouraged you, al hahashava, to force you to respond and to speak to me in such a fashion, add to the degree shib al karchach toshuv. It's almost as if you're forced to speak, to respond in such a matter. The imbaloidas, and to speak to me without knowledge, you're being forced to say things which are illogical. Ucho oimer, and he means to say, what is the summary of what these words? What he means to say is, haloi ein bidvarecha chochma. Your words are nonsense. V'yaf eincha kofui umuchrach, and you're not being forced. Kof, no one's tying you up. No one's holding you. No one's putting you in chains. El muchrach, and is forcing you lahoshef to talk to me like this. So just be quiet. Imkein chadalucha, cease, quiet, silence. Don't continue to speak in such a matter. Period. This is what he says to them. Who? What has overcome you? To look in the mitzudos, tzion yamritzicha means yichaz kicha. What strength? Where does this strength come to you within you to force you to speak such a? Such a harsh words.
I think the word literally is to squeeze or to wring out.
Who kilalani klola nimretzes? So what does it mean they are not possible? There are different interpretations. Klola nimretz, one means explicit. An explicit curse. Other interpretations, the klola means a powerful curse. So here, seemingly, the way the Mitzudos is turning the word klola nimretzes, Shimi ben Gera cursed David with a klala nimret, says a powerful curse. The words were sharp, were harsh. So here also, yamritzicha means you become bold, you become empowered, you become strong. What did you eat for breakfast? What kind of coffee are you drinking that has given you this intensity to come upon me with such power, as if you're being forced to say harsh words? Okay, further in the mitzvah, Osha Omar, lo, madua lo yamarta hadvarim ho'ele berishayna. Why didn't you say these words in the beginning? Ki ledivrei chochma bal karchach yitamu ho'amorim asher choshav alena. I read this a few times. I don't really have a clarity. Maybe someone can help me hear what it means. Or he means to say, madua lo yamarta hadvarim ho'ele berishayna. Why didn't you say this originally? I mean, I don't know what they mean. It means by what?
When originally, instead of responding back, when did you right away come and say this?
What do you mean? Madu lo yamarta hadavar mo'ele berishayna ki ledivrei chochma bal karchach. If you have what words of wisdom to say, yitamu hamorim asher choshav aleihem. Ad ki yachshev, the person will retract, the yachshev ma lo hashiv. what to respond. Aval divrei ruach ein keitz ki ein al malu hashiv lach shayif. I don't know. I don't really can't figure this out.
Why do you keep repeating the same arguments and you expect a different answer?
If you would have said something smart from the beginning,
yeah.
So I stopped to think in what to answer you. If you keep on repeating this ear.
Same nonsense. Nonsense. So read the words.
Why? Whatever I thought to answer you, I would stop. I would stop and think, what can I respond if you said these smart things? I don't even have to think what to answer.
Aval divrei ruach in keitz ki ein al ma lachshev. It's nonsense. All right. Something along those lines. Now he has a third interpretation. Oh, machoizek ve'ezer motzosam ha'advarim hanemorim. What strength have you found in these words? Ad ki soshuv la'anoy shuv hadvarim shemarta b'tchila. So ki yam ritzicha. According to the third interpretation, is what value do you see in these words that you repeated over and over again? Don't you realize the words are divrei ruach? According to the third interpretation, the word yam ritzicha is directly connected to the beginning of the pasuk. Hakeis l'divrei ruach. Is there going to be an end already to this nonsense? Oh, my yam ritzicha, what substance do you see in these words of ruach kisane that you repeat yourself multiple times? That's very different than the first interpretation. The first interpretation, the word yam ritzicha, is now referring to the ruach, referring to you. What have you eaten for breakfast? What has possessed you? What demon has possessed you that is forcing you, made you a powerful person to speak these harsh words? Okay, so that's the third interpretation, is what substance of power of koach you see in these words that you see that you are going to continue at kisosh v'lanos shuvadorim ha'shamata b'tchila ha'lohema kof al-inyin. He's repeating these words v'rak miloshoinos over here. He's repeating this according to the third interpretation. He's repeating the same theme with different multiple words. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says yam ritzicha yisha'arucha picha lachshoiv da dvarim nimrats. Now the word is it a synonym? I'm not sure if it's synonym. Synonym means to, either means to storm, like to be aroused. Your mouth has been aroused. It's been awakened. Lachshav dvarim nimrotzim al oifonehem. The word nimrotzim, according to Rashi, simply refers to powerful words, al oifonehem, according to their ways, all the different angles. What has gotten into you, people, that you are so inspired to come and attack me for things that I didn't do? What's your business? I'm suffering, so just come and sit and wave your head with me. What aroused you to speak powerful words from all different angles and different points? Okay, let's go pasuk dalet. Gam. Now here it says, now he really here hits the nail on the head. This is mamish key to how a person deals with someone else. The key side is, would you do the same thing to someone else? Many times we find ourselves in a position where we give mussar to other people. And the big question, sometimes it's good, it's a very good thing to give mussar. It's not a bad thing to give mussar. But the only test, the litmus test, if we are entitled to give mussar, if we were exactly in that situation, how would we behave? Where Reuven is attacking us, and you say, Reuven, how dare you? What would have been if this situation would have been reversed? Would I do to you what you do to me? And if the answer is I would not, then you have a legitimate cause to give Musa. So that's the test of it. Here over here, Eov says that if it was the other way around, if you were the ones who were suffering, and I was the one that was healthy and successful, would I dare come to you and say such nasty things and say to you, you're a sinner, you're a Russia, you deserve it, and you just received a fraction of what you deserve? I would never do this. Never. Therefore, I have a right to tell you to be quiet. You have no right to speak to me like this. Gam onochi kochem adaberot. You have to ask a rhetorical question. A rhetorical question. Would I, like you, speak? Are you kidding? Would I behave in such a manner like you? Lu yesh nafshechem. If only it would be that it would be yesh, it would be nafshechem to you. Tachas nafshi, you would suffer tachas in exchange for how I suffer. Do you know what I would do? I would do just the opposite. Achbira aleichem, an unusual word. Achbira means to be a chover. I would be a friend. I would compose words. I would sit up the whole night and I would write poems. I would write compositions of comfort, words that would comfort. Achbira aleichem b'milim. I would take words, find the most eloquent words, and join them together in a composition to present them to you as comfort. And I wouldn't say anything. Be'er chas v'shalom. And furthermore, v'onia aleichem b'mo roshi, I would wave my head, I would bow my head to commiserate with you, to be mishtatef in your tsar. And therefore, I'll read one more pasuk. A'amitzchem b'mo fi. A'amitzchem means, it means power. Omitz means amitzchem b'mo, according to this interpretation, b'mo pi. I would strengthen you. I would strengthen you with my mouth. The nidis sifosai yachsoch, and the movement of my lips would yachsoch, would attempt to take away your pain. Yachsoch osin mitzudos means to remove. I would try to remove your tsar by moving my lips with words of comfort instead of provoking you and telling you that you are Rasha. Let's look at the Mitzvah's Pasuk Dal. Gam Anochi. So he says over here, Gam Anochi. Amar b'derech tema. He says he's in a state of wonderment. V'chi im hoyu nafshechem midu'achim b'yisurim b'mokei nafshi. If your souls were tortured with suffering in place of mine, would I dare speak like this? And to go and say the reason why you're saying is because you don't sin of and raf. What would I do? Now here in the Mishnah is a little bit different. I said like earlier, Rav Schwab explained it, but he says I would strengthen your words. Whatever you say, I would agree. So if I'm saying there's no less din, less dayan, so that's what you should also say. You should join. You should agree with me. Yeah. That's the greatest comfort you can give a person. Yeah, just cheer me on. You're right. That's how you have to commiserate.
Positive response for you.
Positive reinforcement.
Well, we know. You repeat what everyone says to you. Like
preach to the choir.
Huh? When a kid does something, he says, "I'm upset because my teacher hit me." You said. You say to the kid, you're upset because the teacher hit you.
You repeat.
Reflection. Whatever it's called.
A technique. A technique in psychology. I would join. Chover. My words would be joined to your words. To complain together with him, and to exaggerate, to expand upon the tragedy. I would say, indeed, it's such a terrible tragedy, the situation you're in. Furthermore, what else would I do? I would physically, I would sit there and I would chuckle. I would chuckle and I would bow my head. I would wave my head upon you. Like a person who's miyalel, who wails and has pain over the tsar of his friend. Next pasuk, amitzchem, od choyisim chazik imreichem b'peh mole. I would strengthen your words with a full mouth. V'nitzifosai, hanoda sifosai. The movement, the murmuring of my lips. B'dibor hoyemachtil imreichem. Would
silence you.
would silence your words. Ki yisem minuchamim bidvarai, would silence your words because you would have comfort with my words. Bidvarai ki kein derech hamitztair. When a person in pain is aware that other people commiserate with him, that is the ultimate comfort. Kasher yirash mafligin b'tzar, when the other people see that they expand upon the tzar, umisloinim imo lehitztair b'tzarosai misnachin hubazei. Over here, when the Metzudos has taught us from this pasuk, mamish the yisoid of nechama. The ultimate yisoid of nechama is just to show someone else that you also have pain. You don't have to say anything. It's just a certain frame of mind. Come to Menachem Ovel a person, and if somehow you can convey to them
empathy,
you can convey to them just by sitting there, and the way you look, and the way the few words you say that your tsar is their tsar. I feel your pain. That's it. You've done it. You've hit a home run. There's nothing more you can do. You don't have to have anything. No, nothing eloquent. Nothing profound. Nothing brilliant. The mishtatef in someone's tsar, that says it all. And that's over here what he says to the Iris, that's what I would have done for you. So the word over here, yachsoch means to take away. Like darkness, choshech means darkness is the absence of light. Well, someone will say that our darkness is an invention, it's a creation, but let's learn very simple now. Yachsoch means to take away. So nids, back to the pasuk, I would strengthen your words with my words. My words would parrot your words, would be mechazik your words, and v'nitz fasai, the movement of my lips, that I would show that I commiserate, I have empathy, yachsoch would take away your pain. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi comes to the same exact thing. Pasuk Dalet, Kochem Adabera, Kochem Ani Yodea Lekanter. The similar Rashi sings also Loshon Bitmir. Rashi doesn't say the word Bitmir, but like you, do I know Lekanter? Gam Onochi Kochem Adabera. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Maybe Rashi means he's making a statement. Maybe he means to say is, I can do what you can do, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't dare. Gam kochem, like you, ani yode lekante. I also know how to provoke, but I wouldn't do so. I wouldn't dare do so. Or maybe Rashi means like what the Mitzudos says. This is explicit. Mitzudos says b'derech tema.
Rashi is actually
a statement.
Satiric, the whole thing. Read the whole Rashi.
No, the next Rashi is, you have to go to the end of the Rashi. The end of the next Rashi, Clive, is not so clear. If you read the words of the next Rashi, it gets a little bit tricky until you see the end of the Rashi. Let's see. Lu yesh nafshechem b'yisurin. Let's say you, my friends, were the ones that had this yisurim. Tachas nafshi, my place. Gam ani hayisi mechaber aleichem bilin. Now, Rashi is a statement of questions. Let's go further. Gam ani hayisi mechaber aleichem bilin. I would join words, umani aleichem roishi, and I would wave my head, bitzakaschem, in your pain, just like you have pain, I also have pain. Umaametz eschem b'moipi loymar, I would strengthen my mouth. I would strengthen you with my mouth. Leimer hacharishu, be quiet. His amsu, be quiet and be strengthened. The imdu be surechem. And just absorb, bear the punishment. Kasher atem tomer elai. Let's go for the next Rashi. V'nitzif osai, and the movement of my lips. Shani nod v'koyvel. I murmur and I complain. Ata v'tsoyek, oz v'tsoyek, oz then yachsoch. V'loy ezok, v'lo enod od. Avala. Wait, I'm all confused now. V'nitzif asai shani nod v'koyvel ato. I'm nod v'koyvel ato v'tzoik oz. Oz then yachsoich, you would be silent. V'loy ezoik, and you would not cry out. V'loy enoid oid, and you would no longer shake. Who avol ato. Then he goes into Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav says, "Im adabara lo yechaseich, if I speak, Lo yechasech ke'evi v'achalda mamnek. According to the Mitzvah, there's a whole new pshat, there's a whole new pasuk, a whole new theme. But according to Rashi, I don't know, seemingly Rashi is saying the same thing. It's being b'lashon tema. He seems to be saying is what I do the same thing like what you're doing. It's nonsense what you're doing. I don't know, maybe I'm making a mistake. But seemingly Rashi is saying the same thing over here is, would I go and provoke you? If you suffered as I suffer, would I go and torture you and torment you? I would instead say comforting words to you in order to mechazik you. Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Let's see how many we'll clarity if we go further. Pasuk Vav. Now the pasuk is a very hard pasuk according to the Mitzvot. Im adabro lo yechasech. If I speak lo yechasech ke'evi, my pain does not go away. V'achalada. And it does not cease to exist. Ma mini yahaloich. From me, nothing. The pain does not go away.
If I'm quiet,
and if I'm quiet, it does not go. It doesn't make a difference. My pain is not going away either way. Okay, let's look at the Mitzvah's pasuk vav. Imadabra koimer. What does this pasuk mean to say? Every time the Mitzvah says koimer, it means we're in trouble. It means it's not to be taken literally. You have to get some elaboration. The imizet tachshavu lahachdil imorai. If you are making the mistake, if your approach is you're going to cause me to be quiet, according to him, he's getting a lot into the pasuk. Going back to we learned the previous parak. In the previous parak, one of the harshest things that the friend said to Eve was, your behavior is a chil Hashem. People are watching, and they're learning from you to reach the conclusion that there is no creator. There is no such thing as Hashkocha Pratis. They're learning from you that it's not Kedai to pray to Hashem. Those words obviously hurt Eel very, very much. So here, according to the Mesulis, he's picking up upon those words. You're telling me I should be quiet. Because, what did you say? You told me in the previous parak that my words are causing other people to null fear of Hashem. Asher he owed sibul labal yelchu hayisurim, and because of the chil Hashem that I've made, that's another reason why Hashem will punish me even more. Hinei, I want to let you know that's a very big mistake. Loi kein hu ki kmo im adabara lo yachzech ke'evi. If I will speak, my pain will not go away. Kein lo yachzech im echtal miladaber. My pain will not go away if I am silent. Ki ma min ha'avon asher yelech lo. How will the sin go away through the mirak hayisurim, through the purging, the cleansing of yisurim? At she'oshev liyos naki lahashlichoy hayisurim uchoimer l'shelchu hayisurim uchoimer haloi ein biyadi oven. I have no sin umitchila b'chinam bo umadua im ken yelchu. And therefore, why do you think it's going to go away if I don't make this chil Hashem? You are telling me is that I am a sinner. Just to review the Yisoid, I'm a sinner. And therefore, I deserve to suffer. And by me complaining, I'm making a chil Hashem. It's nonsense. I've not done any sin. So there is no chil Hashem in me complaining. You're telling me that I've done a double sin. I'm a Rasha. I deserve my punishment. And by telling the world that I don't deserve the punishment, that itself is a greater chil Hashem. Everything can be true if you have the foundation that I've committed an avera. But being that I have not committed any avera, I don't deserve to suffer. So therefore, there's no harm will come in me complaining and expressing to the world that I am not deserving of this pain. So the premise of why I deserve this double punishment is unfounded, and there's no harm me then in complaining. In my dabara, if I will speak lo yechasech ke'evi, my pain will not go away. Va'achadila, and if I will be quiet, ma mini ma. Will it go away, mini, from me, yahaloch? Will it pass? It's not going to pass, because I have not done anything wrong. Rashi, pasik vav, imadabra. Okay, there is no Rashi. There is no Rashi. Okay, let's go further. Pasik zayin. Now he says something else. Ach, but, ato, now, heloni. Heloni means, you have worn me out. I am exhausted. Mitzudos, Pasuk Zion says, "Hel ani inyan ayefos." to be worn out, being tired. This we have in the back of Perek Dalet. Or if Hashem tests you, if Hashem brings upon you an asayon by causing you pain, do you become weary quickly? You're such a weakling. You get worn out instantly. According to, now, let's see Rashi. Let's see the Mitzvot. Pasuk Zayin. Af Atahura. Who is he saying these words to? So according to the Mitzvot, let's see. Af Ata Haleni Koimer. Af Lo. I'm not afraid of additional yisurim ad she'echtal amorim, to threaten me that I should be quiet. You're telling me that if I'm not going to be quiet, I'm going to suffer even more. That's not a threat. I don't take that seriously. I don't care. I'm willing to speak more and suffer more yisurim. Ki halo ach ata hel oni ad, because now I'm worn out. You know why it's not a threat to me? Because I've already reached the max. I'm already maxed out. It's not possible to bring upon me more suffering. You're telling me I should be quiet, because I'm not going to be quiet, I'm going to suffer even more. I've already suffered as much as you can possibly suffer. I'm already a shemama. I'm already desolate. I'm already a skeleton. My flesh has completely disappeared. Kol. Then he goes on to say also the next idea is kol ados. See, that's next word of the pasuk. My entire assembly. Who's my assembly? Heim banav ubenoisav v'chol b'nei beis. Who's b'nei beis? So Rav Shrab says, refers to his wife. Rav Shrab says over here in this pasuk. Uma'im ken yuchal lochisif od. What more can I possibly suffer? You told me back in the previous perek, I should be quiet. And I'm not going to be quiet. Hashem is going to punish me even more. He's going to increase the level of suffering. What are you talking about? What more could Hashem do to me that He already has not done? He took away my entire assembly. Who is my assembly? My children and my family. They no longer exist. And you? Friends like you, who needs enemies? So there's nothing left. So therefore, leave me alone. If I want to speak, I want to vent, I'll vent. I don't care what you have to say. Now that's according to the way the Mitzvot Rashi says, Pasuk Zayin, Hashimosa, Hashem has destroyed Lashon Shesika, you have silenced Kmo Eshtaimim, Kmo Shomesh Shamayim, Shasku Vihismatu, they have been silenced. According to Rav Shrab, Rav Shrab says that is really addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shrab says, Ach Atoy He'eloni, you Hashem have weirded me out. You have seemingly, according to the Mitzvah, still reading of the Psukim, he sends to his friends. You have worn me out. You have worn me out. Maybe Hashem, according to the Mitzvah, the thing is, you're threatening me, I should be quiet, otherwise I'm going to suffer more. No, it's not possible. Atan, now at this point in time, Hel Oni, Hashem has worn me down, and there's nothing more I can possibly suffer. My Adosi has been already has been destroyed. Pasuk Ches. Now here's another example describing his pain. Hashimos, according to the Mitzudos, means destroyed.
Right.
Okay, and according to Rashi, lost on Shesika. I'm not sure that he really means in this context that it means quiet. It also means destroyed. I think Raj is coming to explain where the word comes from. Why does the word destroyed?
When you shut me up, you destroyed everything of mine.
When something is destroyed, it's silent.
What more could you do?
The idea of okay. Shemala,
desolation.
Desolation means when
silence.
If you see it, you're shocked.
That's a different interpretation. The observers are in silence when they observe the magnitude of the desolation. But something which is desolate, when something is functioning, when a city is alive, there's a city has a healthy economy. It's kaviyachol. It's speaking. It's alive. It talks. It converses. There's what is the koyach of a person? Vayipach ba'ab of nishmas chayim. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes life, Hashem blew into the spirit of the nostrils of man. What does the Targum say? Ruach memalala. Vayipach ba'ab of nishmas chayim. Man became a living spirit. He's a man who speaks. So that means when man is dead, when man's life is taken away, he no longer speaks. So L'chayra, we're borrowing that concept that when something is alive, it's described as it's speaking. When something has been destroyed, it's as if the item has been silenced. I don't know, maybe that's an interpretation. You want something different interpretation? You know what Rashi really means? It could be, maybe Rashi means that you've silenced me, or you're telling me, you're trying to tell me to be silent and be quiet. Hashimoso kol adosi.
Says it's talking about the people.
The Chabura, the friends.
Chabura.
The friends, right? That's where Rav Shrabi develops and he dwells on that. Is that Hashimoso kol adosi, that my so maybe it's a request. It would be in your best interest that you, my friends, just be quiet. You should be quiet. Maybe he's making a request, but he's saying you've silenced, or it's what he expected. We learned a few parakim back that Eov said, this is what friends are for. Friends are for comfort. And the fact that you are not giving me comfort, it's as if my friends have been silenced. I've lost what every person needs desperately, social interaction. You need that social interaction, and if you don't have that social interaction, it's a very great source of pain. My Facebook page has been shut down, right? I've had that experience.
That's a slap.
Oh, I've had. I used to do work. We used to make Facebook pages for different websites, different businesses, and we did some very aggressive marketing tactics in social media. And sometimes Facebook thought it was a little bit too aggressive. So you get a very nice, polite email. Your account has been suspended. And then you have to negotiate with them. And sometimes they will reopen the account or not. So he's basically saying that my social media account has been suspended. It's been silenced. I expect these people to commiserate, to show empathy, and they have not done so. And it's as if they've been silenced. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Vatik miteni le'ed hoya. Vatik miteni means there are folds. There are these disgusting folds in my flesh, which are an indication of my extreme disease, my extreme illness. And this serves as testimony against me. When someone comes, they look at me, they pass my bed in the hospital, and they look at me and they say, oh my gosh, this guy is a goner. This guy must be such a Rasha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a creature, or such a person that looks like this, it must be extremely, extremely wicked. So the folds in my flesh serve as testimony that I am a wicked man. Le'ed hoya, vayakam bi, kachashi. Kachashi means my leanness, my skin. I have no skin on my bones. My leanness stands up against me in the form of testimony. Bifonai, in my presence, yaneh, they speak and they tell the world, Eov is a Rasha. Let's look at Pasuk Ches in the Mitzudos.
Do you read it that way? Vayakam bi, kachashi, bifonai. My friend,
No, I think it's. Let's see the mitzvahs. I think let's see how the mitzvahs lines. Vatik miteni hakimotim shall be the folds of my flesh. Hemale aid, they serve as testimony. Al godel hakeiv, on the greatness of my pain. Okay, that indicates I'm in extreme suffering. V'akachash v'horozon, and the leanness of my skin. Kom bi, it stands up against me le'ed as a testimony. Ki akachash hanir b'fonai, the kachash, the leanness that appears on my face. Hu yane, it serves as testimony al chozek hakev, on the intensity of my pain. So back to the pasuk, vatik miteni le'ed, the folds of my flesh le'ed hoya, wasn't it? V'yokom bi kachash. She before so you want before night kama yane, and it the kachashi, my face yane, serves as testimony that I'm a wicked person. Okay, pasachas in the mitzudos vatek miteni leid haya hakik mat tani vehik dartani. You have folded me and you've darkened me b'shvil. Ad she, so that ad she ehoya le'ed al avoini lahastineni, so that it should serve as a testimony to declare me guilty. Same idea as Rashi. Pasik tes. Apoi taraf, Hashem's anger has ripped me apart. Vayistimeni, and has made me. Hashem stands the Lush Mitsudo Sion in Yinitira Soye Vayistim Esaf. Vayistimani, Hashem's anger lies in wait, lying in ambush, is waiting patiently to attack me, to rip me to shreds. Chorak Olai Bishinov. This you have in the keynotes over and over. Charakalai Bashinov will put a comma there. We have to add the word my enemies, or Hashem's anger, or my enemies, they gnash their teeth against me. When they see me, they gnash their teeth against me in this mocking, jeering way of degrading me and trying to anger me. Tsari, my enemies, Yiltoish Einav Bo, they flash their eyes at me in a mocking way. Okay, scary stuff. Three different expressions. Apoy Tara Fayistimeni, Charakalai Bashinov is number two. Tsari, my enemies, Yiltoish Einav Eli. Let's see them to the Pasuk test. Apoy Tara. Af Hashem, the anger of Hashem, Torah, you see, has ripped me to shreds. V'noiter Eva, Hashem has within him hatred. Enmity has been built up within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's guarded within Hashem, a lie against me. V'hineni levuz, I am a source of disgrace. Add to the point, kol horoitze chorak alai b'shinov. Anyone who wants just jeers and gnashes their teeth against me. Vitzarai, my enemies, yichadeid enav. They glance, or they flash, or they wink. They glare, they sharpen their eyes, behabata yisera, lehistakel bi, be'ayin ra, to look at me in this evil way. Rashi, just as one Rashi says, sorry, who is the tsar, my enemy? Hasatan, who had tsar, he is the enemy. Yiltoish means yichadeid, this means to sharpen. Kamei loitesh, kol choreish, all the people who loitesh, all the plows, kol choreish v'goymer. Okay, pasik yud, parulai piem, b'fihem. This also was taken. This is used in the kinos. This expression is very common in the kinos. Parulai piem. They open up their mouths wide against me. Precise translation of paru. Look at the mesudos sion poschu. Kamei piem paru. Lemalkosh, their foods were open to consume the produce. Parments open up. They smack me. They hit my cheeks. They basically give me a frask as a sign of disgrace. Yachad olai yisma lo'un. This is a very interesting expression. Together. They are Yismalu. Now, what does it mean Yismalu? In different interpretations, look at the Mitzudos Sion first. Yiskapsun, a very simple translation. Yismalu means they gather together. They congregate together against me. Kmo Melo Roim, a gathering of shepherds. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation of Schwab says is, each one fills in what the other one is lacking. In other words, they have a conversation, and one person insults me. And the other one says, yeah, but you forgot to say this insult. And the third person says, but you forgot, there's another nasty thing you can say. And there's this. See, each one fills in the gap that his friends left out in an insulting way. They make sure that they cover every single possible chasar. Alamailas. He's the perfection of disgrace. He's not lacking anything. He's mole bizyonos. And the only way you can do a perfect job, you need a team. You need a team of shatchanim to do the job. One shatchan can't do the job alone. Each one has to add in a little bit more to make sure they have a knockout punch. Pasuk yud in the Mitzudos, David. If they open up their mouths, that's number one. They open up their mouths in a mocking way. Number two, and with words of charpa, with words of disgrace, they hit my cheeks. What does that mean? So according to the Mitzvah, this doesn't mean literally they hit me. It means that that the disgrace is so powerful, it's as if someone smacked me. As if they hit me on my cheek, which is the most disgraceful thing you can do. To smack someone across the face is an act of disgrace. All the people that are mecharpim moisi, who disgrace and they gather together. So he's saying this. So who is he saying this concerning? Point to the Mesudas. He's saying this concerning his friends, his three friends. That's what you all are. Let's take a look at the words of the Rashi. Paru Alay b'fiyem. Paschu means to open up. Kmo parapia, open up. Yismalun. Yis asfun. Okay, so according to the Rashi, same thing as the Mesudas means to gather together. Here below Bedimya Mimikra, there are many examples. Karu Acharecha Mole, it means a gathering. Asher Yikaru Olav Molo Haroim, Ve'enem Mishtane Melashani Ki Kol Milui Nesafu. Every time you have the word Mole, it means a gathering. Okay, one more. Okay, we have now an interesting possible, very interesting Medrash.
That's where the not the Minik, but in ancient times, so you slap a guy with love. The glove, and that was the biggest insult.
That's
called for a duel. It's a challenge.
What? To smack? Today it's also still the biggest insult.
Yeah, I can't do
face.
A backhanded slap?
No, when you actually do it with a glove.
A glove?
Yeah, but that's
a backhanded glove, to face.
You smack the guy across the face, and that was a challenge. They went to duel.
I don't know. I'm not aware. That's how you make a challenge.
The biggest insult.
You mivaze someone. So that's what he's saying. Hikul lichoyai. Becherpa hikul lichoyai.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah. Okay, now we come to another pasuk. Yaskireni kel el avil. Hashem has delivered me. Kel means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El avil means to the wicked. Hashem has given me over to the avil means you wicked people. Part of the punishment, Eve is saying, you know my punishment is? You people, that you're my punishment. It's bad enough, I've lost my children, my wife, I've lost my wealth, and I suffer. But the ultimate punishment is...
I'm locked up with you guys.
I'm locked, exactly. It's exactly what he says. Hashem has locked me up. Kel, no, you hear this. People say, people, you know, it's very, very sad. People say that the Shiva is worse than the ordeal of, you know, people they go through. It's a horrible, horrible time of a loss of a relative and the whole illness and the whole process of dying. And then on top of that, they have to sit Shiva. And people come in and say the nastiest things. And if you don't have a tough skin, right, all depends. Some people tell me they love it. They have people that manage. It's a tchias amesim for them, the social interaction. But not everyone has a stomach for it. Some people are very, very sensitive. And you hear some of this is that the sitting shiva is even worse than the horror of the loss that they had.
It's an article of what you should say at that shiva.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't say.
Yaskireni kel Hashem has locked me up el avil to the evil people. The al yidei rishaim yirtene. You hear yirtene has so many translations. Okay, so let's take one at a time. Okay, we'll take the first translation. Yirtene means, it means, according to the Mitsudos, it means ki yorat haderech lenegdi, to turn. The road has turned opposite me. So Hashem has guided me. My unfortunate situation, Hashem has guided me, directed me to be in the company of you, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofar, who are Rishoyim. And that's the ultimate. So it's a repetition. It's basically it's the last words. The al yidei, and to the side, near, in the vicinity of Rishayim Yiritani, Hashem has directed me, is basically a parallel to the beginning of the pasuk, Yaskireni kel el avil, Hashem has closed me up with evildoers. That's one interpretation. Let me tell you outside that. Another interpretation is Yiritani means a bandage. It means a doctor. A doctor or a tia. So here it means you people are supposed to give me comfort. Comfort is a form of healing. That's what it's supposed to be. But when you go to a doctor, and instead of putting on medicine, he puts on poison. He puts on the wrong medicine. He puts
it's
on a bandage. He puts salt on the wounds. And instead of putting on a bandage, he nails, he puts on sandpaper. He puts sandpaper as the bandage on your wound. That's what's going on over here. My doctors are devils. That's another interpretation. The third interpretation is nothing more than ritsu. It comes from the word of, I guess, the tzadi. Interesting, the word tzadi and the tes somehow can be interchanged. They look similar. The letter tzadi, and then you have resh tes nun as yir tzeni. Yir tzeni ratzon. Ratzon means will, appeasement, comfort, ritsu. To appease the person, Hashem has given me over into the hands of wicked people for comfort. And they don't know how to comfort, they're wicked, they just know how to torture me. So appearing from Mitzudas and from Rash, we have a collection of three different interpretations. Ki yorat haderech lenegdi, you have gone. guided me in the direction of evil people. The second interpretation is you've healed me. My doctors, they're giving me bandages. Bandages of Roshon Ritia. And the third interpretation is the people who are in charge of appeasing me, of comforting me, of Ritzu, are wicked, and they're doing the opposite of what they're supposed to do.
You have these people coming to be the Nachamavu who don't know what they're doing or do the opposite. You have to answer this pasuk.
Yaskireni, put on top, right? Right on top. Hamokim Yachal Eschem, and right below you write Yaskireni, Kel El Avil V'Al Yidei Roshon Yirtein. That's the sign you put. That's the sign you put on top. It's not a joke. It's powerful. It's a very powerful pasuk. Very powerful pasuk. Okay, let's take a look at pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yaskireni Kel Hashem has locked me up El Avil.
Actually, you should make a sign like that and put it on the door and say,
this is a home of.
You know, either you're this or you're that.
Stay home.
Yeah. Put a sign on the door that when you come in, you might.
See, the problem is you can't generalize because there are many people that love it. I mean, they don't love it. They don't want to be in this situation. But the social interaction, not everyone has social interaction, and the experience of Shiva provides them with an outlet. And they, you can't generalize. Some people, they like to celebrate, this expression today in modern world, you celebrate the life of so-and-so. That's what it's all about. Food platters and talk. They celebrate, even by very, very religious people, talking about Haredim. Some people, they go for this. They celebrate the life of so and so, and the Shiva is not a.
I got to a Shiva where the levity was so high, you forgot what you were
there. Yeah, exactly.
I was at a Shiva where the Avelim took out albums.
Yeah. So, what are you going to tell them that you it's wrong? You can't say to them that they're wrong. No. To each his own. To each
they
his own. But the problem is there are other people who don't look at it like that. There are people who are in real deep mourning. And when someone who just came from a Shiva home, from someone who has a whole who celebrates the life of someone, and that approach is then applied in the home of someone who is in a deep state of mourning, doesn't go off well.
Shiva calls it.
It depends where. It depends. It depends where. You can't generalize.
Four cups of wine, then eight cups of wine, up to 14 when the comes, that's it.
Too much. Too much levity. Suda Savra, the Gemara, right?
This is how many cups of wine you have done?
No, there was the whole thing, the Gemara and Brachas.
Right.
It starts talking about how the Sukkos after the Gura got to the point where they would make brachas, had four cups of wine, six, eight, up to when it hit 14, and the Chachamim took a look and said it became like a wake, and everybody was rolling home stinking drunk.
Okay, let's read the Mitzudos. Yaskireni Hashem Pasuk Daf Osar Oisi Biyad Kol Ish Ovel Ki Kol Horeitzel Loyeg Bi Umeitzel Li. Anyone who wants, I'm an easy target. Anyone who wants can come along and go and be mitzar me. Yarteni Yaakim V'Yashchis Oisi. Now the fourth interpretation. Well, now what it says in Mitzudos Sion. Ya'akim v'yashchis to destroy oisi alidei harashoyim ham ikim li who I'm not sure what I mean. I know what I mean.
The waiting for me.
The kofel hada b'milo shana. So according to the Mesudas David, that one says the Mesudas Sion. It means yashchis. I don't know where that word comes from. Yarteni is to destroy me. In the Mesudas Sion, he doesn't say that. In the Mesudas Sion, same commentator. In mokoy v'chin yorat haderech lenegdi. The derech was directed. Was directed towards me. So
Yarteni means bend.
Bend it to destroy. It bend ki yorat. It means to destroy. Okay, yaakim means to bend. Yaakim the yaakim. I'm sorry, you're right. Yaakim it bent. It these wicked people are trying to bend me. They're trying to break me in half to destroy me. Rashi pasuk gedalf yaskireni el kel avil haskireni hakadosh baruch has delivered me el avil. Who's an avil? Late, a late, a makar, Oilel lalutz be who is aroused to mock me. The Ali de Rishami Arteni retias tanchumov. It's the healing of his tanchumov urifu osi. Mosal lusham. The binding of my comfort and my healing has been given over, has been assigned. Hashem assigned my comfort, Mosar, Lirishoim. She'enem ela maknitim. They don't do what they're supposed to. Their job is to give me comfort, is to bandage me with words of comfort and to heal me. But they don't do so. Instead, they provoke me. Davaracher, Yarteni kmo yartseni. Exchange the test for a tzadi. The people who are supposed to give me comfort, to appease me, they are wicked and they are provoking me instead. Okay, we're going to stop here, but I just want to point out it's going to be very fascinating. This pasuk, there's a very powerful medrash, and this medrash really, in a very large degree, touches on the essence of Eve, what he's all about, and the whole purpose of this sefer. I'll just tell you just a little bit now. We'll do it a lot more detail. Is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to take Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was about to leave Mitzrayim to go through the Yam Suf, and they were trapped. In front of them was the Yam, and behind them were the Mitzrayim, and they were surrounded on both sides, and they found themselves in a desperate situation. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says, it's an amazing Medrash, and again this opens up, what is Eve all about? So Hashem said, you know what, I'm going to split the Yam. So the Satan said, you're going to split the Yam? Halolu oiv the Avodah Zorah, fehalolu oiv the Avodah Zorah. The Satan was mekatreg to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not kedai for you to open up the Yam for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, Satan, you know, you're getting in the way. Let me throw you a bone. You know, there's an Eoiv. Eoiv, why don't you go and bring Yisurim upon Eoiv? Eoiv is a tzaddik, and he once complained to me, and you said to me that, I once mentioned that Eoiv is like Avraham Avinu. I have great love for Eoiv, and you said, but what about Avraham? Eoiv is not such a great tzaddik. You know what? Now is your opportunity. Go to Eoiv, destroy him, take away his children, take away his wealth, and bring upon him Yisum. Get busy. Oh, gvaldik. The Satan, he runs to Eoiv. He's Oisik in the whole sugya of Sefer Eoiv. And now Hashem saw, so now I'll split the Yam for Klal Yisrael. And there's no one here preventing me. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu got the Satan out of the way is by sending off the Satan to deal with Eoiv.
And Eoiv got punished because he didn't help the Yisrael.
That all ties in. The Satan was occupied. And when the cat's away, the mice will play. The Satan was occupied. Hashem now is free to allow Klal Yisrael to go to the Yam. Obviously, there are very deep things taking place in this Medrash, which define the essence of Eoiv and its relationship to Klal Yisrael and to Yitzias Mitzrayim.